This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a secondary school closed this morning following a stabbing of a student. Meantime, the BUT condemns violence in schools. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry defends the retail sector against claims that prices have been increasing despite government's price compact. And the DLP president calls for a wage hike as the cost of living rise. Good afternoon, I am Tony Shirokyo. The details to the news just ahead.
And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life Plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
The Parkinson Memorial School is closed today as a fourth form student of the school has been stabbed by another student. Our Laurianne Graham Carter tells us more.
The incident occurred at approximately 8:20 this morning. One student told Starcom Network News she saw when the incident took place.
Hi there, boy, it's great. And this little boy, Holofo, the man helped on the break wall. So I look forward and see Sam coming out to a little boy, so I little boy the whole of those whole day. The boy that stabbed him with our orange and scissors sprang and went so he went in the bushes and the other boy sprang behind him. And the other boy just told me that when he sprang to the bushes, he went behind him and then he butt up to him. And he had the orange and scissors holding, so he approached the other boy. After he approached the other boy, he stepped back and he friends are pulling back. He buys, so he ran on. And the boy that had the orange and scissors, he better run behind he and holler for a glad he should have dead. The ambulance came, but I don't know if he good yet.
Ministry of Education officials are currently at the school, but media has been blocked off from entering the school grounds. Reporting from outside the grounds of the Parkinson Memorial School, I am Lurian Graham Carter for Starcom Network News.
Meantime, President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, says he's concerned about the violence in schools and wants more done to address this matter.
This incident would only serve to undo the excellent work being done by the teachers across the schools in Barbados. It's an unfortunate incident. We are hopeful that coming out of this incident, the persons involved can get the necessary help that would assist them in recovering from what would have transpired. The Barbados Union of Teachers is opposed to any form of violence at all, whether it be student on student, adult on adult. We think that there are different ways that can be used to address any conflict that may arise.
That's BUT President Rudy Lovell. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is defending local retailers against claims that supermarket prices have increased significantly over the last 2 months. We hear more in this report from our Bernardo Carbin.
President of the BCCI, Anthony Branker, says that the sector has been honoring government's price compact. This comes after a press release from the executive director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, which appealed to Barbadians to speak out about what they describe as a high rise in supermarket prices locally.
The Prime Minister pleaded with the stakeholders and they promised, and up to now, nothing has been done. And far from that, we've seen an astronomical increase in prices in the supermarket.
President of the BCCA, Anthony Branker, responded to the claims.
Supermarket owners across the island have committed through the social partnership compact that was signed back in July earlier this year for 6 months, have continued to adhere to the agreement where there would be fixed markups. To accuse retailers of being unscrupulous is really a charge that really confounds me this morning. The business people live up to a certain level of ethics, and therefore any price increases that are seen are not based upon just willy-nilly changing prices to just be greedy. We have committed to a range of items being fixed with a fixed markup, and we are honoring that.
Mr. Branker says that the Department of Commerce has been monitoring the prices and will step in where necessary.
I can tell you that the market is competitive enough and it is mature enough that persons are not willy-nilly raising prices. So I think that where there is, the proof has to be brought to show where the prices have gone up so astronomically, as has been accused. And we will see that. But I know that the Ministry of Commerce have been monitoring prices in Barbados, and they should step in and identify if the prices have gone up astronomically, as has been accused.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker. For Starcom Network News, I am Vernardo Carbin.
That's Vernardo Carbin in the lunchtime edition of The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition comes to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Democratic Labour Party President, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, is calling for a wage increase for Barbadians.
DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood is calling for a wage increase for Barbadians. Speaking on the sidelines of a ceremony to start the construction of a home for 71-year-old St. Lucie resident Carmen Murphy, who lost a home in a fire back in 2018, Dr. Yearwood stressed too many Barbadians are struggling under the economic situation and the time is now to raise salaries.
I think it's time that we can have a wage increase, and I'm calling for the government to have a wage increase, say between 5% and 7%. I think it's reasonable. It wouldn't break the bank, given the cost of living crisis that is going on, given the fact that essentially we have a working poor in Barbados. People work, they can't make ends meet, they're struggling to provide for their daily needs. Prices of everything have gone up in the last 4 years, cumulatively by, 23%. It is time that we meet that price increase.
DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, Ricardo Roberts reporting from St. Lucie.
The promoters of Hennessy Artistry reports preparations for this year's event is going smoothly with all performing artists already on the island. Director of Fast 7 Star Alison Hunt tells Starcom Network News she expects the show to be a success.
We have all artists on island at the moment. They are also excited. You know, it's been a long time since we've had Hennessy Artistry since COVID. So this is the first staging. All things are on track. We are planning. We have all the support of the authorities, and we expect to deliver our usual premium experience. There are a lot of persons on island from Tortola, Dominica, people that said that they came in for the show. So I believe that there are a lot of folks here. It's always an event that attracts, you know, both tourists and locals alike.
That's director of Fast 7 Star Alison Hunt. Recapping the headlines. A secondary school closed this morning following a stabbing of a student. Meantime, the Beauty condemns violence in schools. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry defends the retail sector against claims that prices have been increasing despite government's price compact. And the DLP president calls for a wage hike as the cost of living rise. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tonisha Rokyo. Good afternoon.